A federal judge issued an order to the state of Alaska in a voting rights case today. In her 8-page order, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason said the state must take additional steps to provide voting materials to Alaska Natives with limited English. Corey Mills is a spokeswoman for the state of Alaska. She says the state is committed to doing everything that was put forth in the judge's order.
It's nice because the court gave us really clear guidance, and so with that clear guidance, we can put forth these additional tools to enhance the language assistance program in the state.
The lawsuit brought by several Native villages alleged that the state has failed to provide accurate, complete translations of voting materials in Yupik and Gwich'in. The state argued it had taken reasonable steps. Natalie Landreth is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, or NARF, who argued the case on behalf of the plaintiffs. She says the gist of the 21-point order is that the election information that English-speaking people are receiving must be made available in Yupik and its dialects and in Gwich'in. That includes all the radio announcements about deadlines that one would normally hear on the radio, information about all the ballot measures, and all the information about judges. Landreth says the order also mandates the entire official election pamphlet that is printed in English must be available in Yupik.
Not only that, but all of this information has to be reviewed and adjusted to make sure that it is understandable by all Yupik dialects, from Yukon to Hooper Bay Chivac down to Dillingham. So it's an extraordinary remedy, and we're really grateful that the court has taken the effort to order them to do this. This is exactly what should have been occurring all along.
All of this has to happen on a tight timeline before the November election. The order includes deadlines, some as early as this Friday.